Welcome again to Earth Eats. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
I'm meeting you in the restaurant today because you're a very busy man these days. Tell me what you're doing.
Well, I've got a cookbook coming out, and that will be end of July, early August. So we're really excited about that. You know, we just got up through Father's Day, which was a lot of fun, a lot of happy dads at the restaurant.
And right after Father's Day, 4th of July, another big food holiday. That's what we're going to talk about.
Well, I love the 4th of July. Each summer, as southern Indiana gets greener and greener, field by field, I remember my grandpa telling me the old Hoosier saying that corn should be knee-high by the 4th of July. Hot weather seems to melt away all my professional chef pomp and circumstance. In fact, my culinary genes seem to be transformed into cutoffs as the temperature rises. All I can think about at mealtime is some version of grilled meat, tomato salad, and a tall glass of something icy cold. Grilling is a great way not only to connect to our childhoods, but to our primitive caveman roots. There's a certain primordial thing about food and fire. At my restaurant, I often show off a bit, but summertime and family gatherings are more about nostalgia and fun than kitchen wizardry. In fact, on the 4th of July, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen and onto that barbecue. But don't just sling a bunch of standard Oscar Mayers on the grill. Try something a little different, a huge hunk of local grass-fed beef, some of Rebecca Fiedler's sausages. How about some homegrown veggies or even some locally made tofu that I just sampled? Gather local ingredients, cook them simply, and have a sizzling al fresco summer supper. And don't forget to season generously with some laughter, good cheer, and maybe a chat about how lucky we are to be Americans. Red, white, and blue is even better with a bit of green thrown in.
4th of July, big barbecue season. Chef has a great recipe here for all the grillers out there. It's easy and really, really good. Go to our website to find the recipe and check out photos of the prep process. Also, Chef has posted some of his grilling tips on the website. Everything from how to get more flavor to the best way to clean your grill. Some helpful stuff to make your holiday even tastier. Our website is eartheats.org.
All right, well, we're going to do a duck dish. And one of the things that people have problems with duck is that it's very fatty. So if you try to cook it on the grill, you end up causing a little bonfire, like Towering Inferno. But if you do this the way that we're doing it today, you won't have the problem. What I've done is I've pre-cooked the duck. So I've roasted it in the oven. It's cooked, you know, medium to medium well. Cut it into two pieces. Now, what I like to do is to always have two temperatures on the grill. I've got my high temperature on one side, so that's where you get your color and your crispiness, and then you move it to the other side where it's cooler, and that's where you finish the cooking without it burning. The other thing a lot of people do wrong with grilling and barbecuing is they put the barbecue sauce on at the very beginning, and then when they put on the grill, those sugars will burn, okay? And so then you get the black chicken syndrome. What we've done is we've eliminated that by par cooking the duck that we have here, and then I'm just going to mark it, get it crispy, move it to the other side of the grill, and then I'll put the barbecue sauce on. Okay, you can see it's starting to caramelize and brown, and you get those nice grill marks on it. Putting a little bit of fresh garlic on it. I don't think you can ever have too much garlic. Put some freshly ground pepper on it. Okay, I'm going to use my special little barbecue sauce, which I call Fat Belly Barbecue, and that's because you can never trust a skinny chef. Okay, and this will really cut down your cooking time, too. If you were to cook a duck on a grill from raw, it'd probably take you about 45 minutes to an hour, and you can see that we've done this in just a few minutes. I'm going to move it off to the side, and while that continues to cook, I'm going to add some grilled peaches. The grill really intensifies the sugars in the peaches, brings out that nice flavor, makes them a little more savory. You apply a little bit of salt and pepper to really get the flavors going. And the other thing that grilling fruit does is it gets some of the moisture out, so it actually makes the fruit more intensely flavored because some of the water is going to be evaporated out of the peaches on the grill. Okay, and the peaches you don't really want to overcook. You just want to put them on the real hot side of the grill and get those nice grill marks on them. And then just hit them with a little vinaigrette. Woo! That's going to give them a nice shine. I also have some watercress here. And this time of year, you can see it's starting to send up its little flower buds. The flavor starts to become a little more aggressive and peppery, but that will be perfect with those peaches and the sweetness of the barbecue sauce. And that's just about it. Now we're just going to plate up.
Couldn't be easier, right? The process took him about 12 minutes after having par-cooked the duck the day before, of course. And lucky me, I always get to taste the dish when everything is said and done. And, you know, I think this ranks right up at the top of the list.
Oh, my goodness. I love my job. You must make this for yourself and your family for 4th of July. It's unbelievable.
And speaking of loving my job, Chef, who do we have to thank for helping us bring Earth Eats to our listeners every week?
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
You can get even more Earth Eats action by following our updates on Twitter. Just look for Earth Eats, one word, or become a fan of us on Facebook.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media.
I'm Annie Corrigan. He's Chef Daniel Orr, and we probably don't have the best smelling breath right now.
I don't think you can ever have too much garlic.
Thanks for listening.